Good Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker, the Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources here in Fulton County. Today on the show, I'd like to take a little bit of time to promote and talk about the upcoming February Farmer Education Series that I'll be hosting right here in the Fulton County Extension Office. I'm often asked by consumers and farmers alike why I offer farmer education nights or farmer programs throughout the winter, in some cases throughout the year. And it's my firm belief that whether you're a grain farmer, a produce grower, a livestock person, or anywhere in between, and any size in between, small, medium, or large farmer, the industry that we work in, this industry we call agriculture, is ever-changing and ever-evolving. And therefore, those folks who work, who make their livelihood in production agriculture, need professional development just like any other industry or any other career. And so for those reasons, each winter, with the exception of COVID winter last year, we try to put together a February Farmer Education Series. And so I'd like to talk a little bit about that today. Starting tonight, February 1st, and for the next five Tuesdays, from 6:30 to 9 p.m., I'll be hosting a farm management or farmer education series here in the Fulton County Extension Office in Wauseon across from the fairgrounds. Topics will range from direct marketing and soybean production to weather and small ruminants. You can attend one meeting or you can attend them all or somewhere in between. It is a free program, and there's you're welcome to attend parts or all of them. I'd like to give a quick description of each night for the remainder of this show. And so tonight, the focus will be on direct marketing. And whether you're direct marketing produce or animal proteins or maybe even grains, I believe tonight will be of value to you. Garth Ruff, our OSU Extension beef specialist, will discuss production and direct marketing of local beef, freezer beef, tonight. So if you are looking to get into the freezer beef market or grow your existing freezer beef market, we'd ask that you join us to hear just a little bit more about what consumers are looking for and how you can better prepare your direct marketing beef enterprise. Additionally, we'll hear from local farmers Valerie and Doug Kinsman as they discuss how their farm has been successful at using a community-supported agriculture, or CSA, model to direct market local farm-raised produce and other food items right here in Fulton County. It's important to know that tonight is for farms new to direct marketing, as well as those that are established in some of the direct marketing methods that they have. Next Tuesday, February 8th, we'll emphasize maximizing soybean yield in environments with disease. Based on surveys at agronomy programs that I've held in January, soybeans seem to have a slight edge over corn in acres in our county this year. I think there will be a preference to planting soybeans just a little bit over that of corn. We'll obviously have a lot of corn acres, but the hot topic, I think, is how can we maximize soybean yield? So next Tuesday night, February 8th, we'll focus on that topic with OSU's new soybean pathologist. His name is Dr. Horacio Nicora Lopez, and he's a soybean disease specialist and really has done quite a bit of work on soybean cyst nematode. I'll spend the remainder of the evening talking about the 2021 soybean trials within the eFields publication that was handed out a few weeks ago. There will be two certified crop advisor credits for those of you who have CCAs. On Tuesday, February 15th, the theme will be Building a Weather-Resilient Farm, and Dr. Aaron Wilson will be with us in person to review current weather trends that will impact your farm this year and beyond. We'll be partnering with our friends at Citizens Climate Lobby to bring Aaron here and also hear from Thomas Van Wagner. He'll give a picture tour of the Lenawee County, Michigan water recycling project up outside of Blissfield, Michigan. And we'll end the discussion with some other best management practices for water quality, including cover crops and others. There will also be CCA credits that night. Moving ahead to Tuesday, February 22nd, we'll emphasize basic grain marketing. Our OSU commodity economist that's new to OSU, his name is Dr. Lee or Dr. Sinky Lee. He'll review the commodity market outlook. And then my colleague, Clint Schrader from Allen County Extension, who has experience marketing with grain marketing and developing grain marketing plans. He'll discuss some of the simple things you can do to build your marketing plan for the coming year. I will also emphasize the cost of production at the farm and field level. CCA credits will be offered that day as well. March 1st, I realize I called this the February Farm Management Series, but it will also extend two nights into March. March 1st will be our Sheep and Goat Night, or I'm calling it a small ruminant nutrition night with Dr. Brady Campbell, who's OSU's sheep and goat specialist. He was here a few years ago and we had great attendance as he talked about some key production practices and pasture management. Brady will talk even more about female nutrition in the goat and sheep herd and herd health for small ruminants. We're also fortunate to have a panel discussion that includes Del Burkholder at Turkey Foot Creek Creamery, Tyler Short at Leatherwood Acres Sheep Farm, and Doug Brooks from United Producers to talk a little bit about markets. We're fortunate to be partnering with Ohio Sheep and Wool Program for that event. We'll wrap it up late into March. We're skipping a couple of weeks, and March 29th, we'll discuss really some other intense water quality items like manure applications and total maximum daily loads, carbon sequestration, and water quality. So we're fortunate to have OSU's ag attorney, Peggy Hall, with us. She will discuss those things that are hot topics right now up in Northwest Ohio, total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, carbon programs, and water quality litigation that has occurred over the last year and a half. I will wrap up that night leading a discussion on maximizing manure use on your farm through in-season application or possibly composting solid 10-pack manure. There will be CCA credits offered for that night too. So you may ask, how do you sign up? Well, you can call and put your name on the list, 419-337-9210. Or you can go to our website and there's a registration link at fulton.osu.edu. So we're looking forward to having you as a part of one or all of our farmer management nights, farmer education nights, Tuesday nights, 6:30 to 9 at the Fulton County OSU Extension Office in Wauseon across from the fairgrounds. Go to our website, fulton.osu.edu. I really appreciate you tuning in to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker for 96.1 WMTR. Have a great week, Fulton County.